I'm just going to share a few verses with you, some stuff I've been sharing about, or thinking about, rather. The sharing about it starts now. And you guys feel free to just listen if you want. You could fact check me later. Make sure I am saying the right stuff. But we're going to look at Ephesians 2 just a little bit here. In Ephesians 2, verse 7, God tells us that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. God tells us that he's going to need all of eternity to show us how much we are loved, to show us how kind he can be toward us. And, you know, the human mind is notoriously poor at understanding infinites, things that go on forever. We're used to things ending or having conclusions or having some measurability to them. But God's love doesn't have that. There's a few places in the Word where God tries to help us understand just a fragment of that amount of love that he has toward us, that amount of kindness. Because if we can grasp even a tiny bit of it, there's so much power, there's so much joy, there's so much deliverance, and there's so much peace in that. And just really understanding how loved we are, how kind God is to us day by day. So I wanted to just look at a couple of those this morning. So in Hebrews 13, Hebrews 13, and you know, these are all verses you guys have probably never heard before, but you know, that's one of the ways God helps us to understand things, is by telling us time and time again, you are loved, you are cared for, because don't we just need that so much? That's why we keep coming back to foundational things in the Word, because those are the things that help, and those are the things we need. In Hebrews 13, in verse 5, it says, let your conversation or your way of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And when God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, in how it's written here, it's not as emphatic as it was initially given, you know. God says, I will never, never leave thee, and I will never, never, never forsake thee. And for us as people, for some reason, when we repeat these infinite definitive statements over and over, it somehow makes a little more sense, right? You know, never, 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 right? It means the same thing as never. But we kind of get it a little more. There's more emphasis to it. We're like, oh, wow, okay, now I get it a little better. And that's a pretty cool thing. God cares. He knows how our little brains work. We're going to go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And in the Gospel of John, this is going to be when John the Baptist was around. And, you know, he was the one who came to prepare people for Christ coming, you know, for his ministry was to prepare people for Christ. And that's pretty cool. So he's talking about some of the things that are going to be so incredible when Jesus Christ comes. And, you know, this is before the day of Pentecost, right? So keep that in mind. He didn't know exactly what was going to become available. You know, Jesus Christ didn't even fully understand what was going to be made available. But there's still some tremendous things in here. So in verse 15, we'll start there. It says, and John bare witness of him, of Jesus Christ, and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And you know, this is another place where the translation falls a little bit short, you know. Grace for grace, a good translation for that is grace upon grace. And what it's, the picture here is, you know, every time we run out of grace, you can't, don't worry. There's more, there's another stockpile, it is refreshed, you know. So if you could run God to the end of his rope, you can't. But if you could, just annoy him so much, you know, you get a little annoyed and you're thinking, you know, I like you a little bit less, you know, like I still love you, but I like you a little less. If we could run God to the end of his rope, where we just annoyed him time and time again, at the end of that rope, there's more grace. And we heard Tim talking about grace yesterday. I mean, you know, God just likes you. God loves you and he likes you. And when it comes down to it, God's just, you're in God's favor. God cares so much for you, so much to the point that it could never run out. And what a beautiful way to illustrate it. You know, even if you could go through it all, there would be more. And if you go through all that, there would be more. Just grace, just kindness. And let's look at Lamentations You know, what's a Sunday morning without a little lamenting? Lamentations, chapter 3. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, if you're following along. Lamentations, chapter 3. And, you know, you could read through the whole record here, but it goes through a lot of the same things that Drew was sharing with us that first night when he went to Psalm 77, that Psalm of Asaph. You know, we have those times where it's, you know, a bit dark in our hearts. We have those prisons we need to get out of. But we can always turn to God, right? There's always that turning point, you know. God can turn things around just like that. And isn't that beautiful? But in verse 20, we'll pick it up here. It says, "My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." Let's read 21 again. "This I recall in my mind, therefore have I hope." No matter what dark things were going on before, no matter what things I've had going on in my mind, we can have hope. Because in verse 22, it says, "It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." This word mercies is just kindness. It's of God's kindness that we aren't consumed. This word for consumed is just ended or finished, just done, like stopped being, you know. God's loving kindness is why we just get to keep going. We get to keep doing this thing day in and day out, right? Verse 22 again, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." God has so much compassion on us, and that compassion is a deep word. It's in relation, like this word in the Hebrew, it's in relation to the womb. So it's the compassion that a mother would have for her unborn child. You know, it's just such a deep and rich relationship that God cares so much for us that that's the comparison that's given. And in verse 23, it says, "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." God's mercies are new morning by morning. Right? Each morning we get to wake up and know that we're loved, that God is still kind to us. And God helps us to remember that even though it's infinite, it has never ended. Each morning it is brand new, right? Because the quality never changes, the quantity never changes. God's always there. He's always taking care of us. And as I was looking through this section, it reminded me of a really awesome song that I wanted to have Christina come up and play for you guys. So I have Christina Armstrong.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
That's all I have for you this morning, so I'll pray, and you can grab breakfast if you want. So, God, thank you so much for your kindness toward us. Thanks for being so faithful, so determined to help us no matter what's going on. Thanks for the rest of the day that we have before us. Thanks that we can have great expectation going into it. Thanks for continuing to meet needs and that we can get excited about the deliverance that's available and the things that you've already done. Thanks for always being so good and kind to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. All right. Love you guys.